No, I don't want coffee with milk. I want coffee milk. It's its own thing. I promise it is. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, where we always bring you something sweet. I'm Brady. It's Friday, July 29th. Today, in 1993, Rhode Island adopted its official state drink, coffee milk. And in Rhode Island, coffee milk is kind of a world unto itself. It's a very specific drink. I add milk to coffee when I drink it, but that is not coffee milk. Neither is a latte or a cafe au lait, even though those involve milk and coffee or espresso. The drink known as coffee milk is a glass of milk with coffee syrup added. So it's like chocolate milk, only you use coffee-flavored syrup. Rhode Island was already home to a lot of dairy farmers, and then in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the state saw a large number of Italian immigrants settle there. And it's believed the drink came with them. In the 1920s, companies started mass-producing coffee syrups, and coffee milk took off from there. Adults and kids alike in Rhode Island have been drinking it for years. Today, there are plenty of coffee-flavored syrups to choose from, classic brands, and some new artisanal producers. Coffee milk has also been used in other ways, too. You can use coffee milk as a barbecue sauce, or try a coffee milk milkshake. Yes, that's coffee milk milkshake. The drink is also sometimes known as a cabinet. It's a milkshake made to taste not like coffee, but like coffee milk. And you can learn more about coffee milk, the official state drink of Rhode Island, at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, we'll travel to Indiana and find another local speciality. That's after this.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon.
For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show,
previews of upcoming episodes,
and the chance to add their own messages to the show.
Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird.
Visit patreon.com/BradyCarlson,
and thanks.
Welcome back. Today in Whiting, Indiana, Pierogi Fest is getting underway. Yes, they celebrate the little filled dumplings, but there's a lot more. They also have an annual tradition where people mark Pierogi Fest by dressing in their fanciest and or wackiest clothes and mowing the grass. I'm Brady. Have fun whatever way you like this weekend. Thanks for listening, and come back again next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.